This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dan Menigan is in for Jeff today. Dan, tell me, first of all, will the Browns win? Let me start there. Will the Browns win on Sunday?
I got a bad feeling about this game. I got a bad feeling.
Why?
I think it's just because Drake May has been playing so darn well. And I think it's the fact that he's been really good under pressure along when he has time. I like the ability that the Browns have, especially against, it is not a great offensive line when it comes to the Patriots. So you'd think the Browns defensive line would have some kind of get some push and look really good through there. I just watch this offense week after week, and I can't rely on it to score the amount of points that I think it might take to play a game the way that, you know, Drake May might try to throw it. Like, it feels like one of those games where it's close, and then in the fourth quarter, Drake May throws two touchdowns, and we're all looking at each other going, well, they got a guy who could pull that off, and the Browns don't yet. Like, that's what this game feels like to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand it. I'm a little bit more optimistic about the Browns this week. I think remembering what it feels like to win last week was kind of a big deal. And I know that, you know, they had talked about that before. I think it was Delpit that had said, you know, hey, we forgot what it's like to win. And I'm like, what? Oh, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. And so when you look at Drake May, you have to ask yourself, okay, what, you know, look at the numbers from the games, his last couple games. What he's thrown for, he hasn't had a 300-yard game yet, but he's been everywhere in between, you know, no lower than 203. And no higher than that week one game against the Raiders where he threw for 268.
75% completion percentage.
He's only thrown two picks this year. That's the other thing, too. You know, he's got wide receivers. They have playmakers. You know, again, for the Browns to win, this is what you know. It's about the Browns defense. Everything's about the Browns defense. Can they force turnovers? That is question number one. And can they contain May? That's the next point, right? I mean, he's efficient, super efficient. Mm-hmm. Last week, 21 of 23.
Timing is the big thing with the Patriots offense.
He had a 91% completion rate last week.
Oh, it's timing with these guys. They're so good at just three steps ball out, five steps ball out. He surveys the field. He goes from there. Hey, he's quicker than you think, too. Like, he could take off and run with his legs on top of it. The big thing I've got circled in this is going to be rookie Will Campbell out of LSU going up against Myles Garrett.
Yeah, we were.
And I want to see what this looks like, because Will Campbell is super raw. He's a serious athlete, but he's just really, really raw. And so I could see where Myles Garrett would look at a guy like that and go, all right, your athletic ability, it is an amazing thing, but boy, I got athletics and I got technique on top of it, and so you're about to have a really long day at the office. And the Browns offensive line, or defensive line, I should say, has been really good. Malik Collins has been fantastic for this team. Mason Graham is starting to find his way a little bit more. Again, he's a rookie. Rookies are typically bad. As long as they look better by the end of the season, you're on the right track. Mason Graham's starting to look better and better after people looking around going, okay, where is this guy? You took him sixth overall. Where is he? Well, he's starting to show up a little bit more. So it seems like everything is moving in the right direction when it comes to the Browns defensive line going up against an offensive line in the Patriots that's shaky. So usually that's advantage Browns, and that's where you wreck this game, and that's where you fall into the Browns, I guess, formula of we're going to suppress your offense and only scoring 13 points, 15 points, and then our goal is to get to 17. And it's a sloppy, ugly football game. Does that make sense to you?
Like, yeah, I think this game is all about who gets to 20. This game is 100% all about if the Browns can get to 20 for the second week in a row, which is sad because most teams are averaging like 23 points a game. But if the Browns can get to 20, that means that their offense would have held onto the ball enough, or the defense would have scored for the offense. And that I think the Browns can go back and look at the Patriots' last two losses. Their last two losses came in games where they didn't score 20 points. In fact, they lost to what was the first one they lost? They lost to the Raiders 20-13 week one, and then they lost to the Steelers 21-14. And, you know, in the games they've won, well, 33, 42, 23, 25, 31. So when New England busts over 20 points, you're in trouble. But if the defense can hang on to them and keep them under 20, the Browns have a great opportunity to win. Can the Browns put something together on offense to be able to win? And I think Pittsburgh figured it out that if you can control Quinshon Judkins against, I don't know, are we going to see our eighth different offensive line set up in 8 weeks?
Sounding like Jack Conklin is on the way back.
All right, so maybe for the second time in a row, we may have a starting five that we've seen before this year. It's brutal. It's brutal. I don't know what you can ask for, but my question is, do you think that they can handle Judkins? And here's the offense for us. Let's be honest. You're not getting anything from your wide receivers. If you do, it feels like it's bonus time. So can the Browns sustain an offense with Harold Fannin Jr. and David Njoku and Quinshon Judkins? If they can do that, they will have an opportunity. And how many points is that going to get you? That smells like under 20 when you got to rely on your tight ends and your running back. One running back in particular. And if I'm New England, I'm just going back and watching the Pittsburgh film on Judkins. And by the way, I love Judkins. You know this. I've said it since day one. Like, super excited he's on the team. Half of his yards last week came on one carry. It was an awesome carry.
It's a lot of fun.
It was amazing. But again, are we overestimating?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What we saw last week, because even Miami contained him for a good portion of the game. Again, they couldn't. If they don't let up that one big run, it's a different story. And I'm not trying to butch Davis's thing, but it's true.
Do you think the Browns stumbled into something in the run game against Miami?
In our running game?
Correct.
I think we saw Judkins be able to do what he can do. I mean, he might only get you 2 or 3 yards. The thing about it was Kevin didn't give up on it. Mm-hmm. That was the difference last week. Unlike the week before where Gabriel's throwing, what, 52 times?
Yeah.
Man, if he's throwing 52 times.
And, you got problems.
And 52 times and what, you have one play over 20 yards? Because the receiver, it was Fannin, I think, had a catch probably in the 10 to 15 yard range and then dragged three defenders, you know, to make it a 20 yard gain. That formula is not winning this week. That they've got to be able to establish something. But I love the fact that they went to the run and believed in the run enough that they could sit through a couple of these, you know, 2 yard gain, 3 yard gain, 2 yard gain, boom, 40 plus yard run. Like, that's where it is. We have not seen big like, that is it. Hmm? Isn't that the defining moment for a big explosive play for the Browns? One run all season?
We've been screaming for 20-yard plays.
You
got to
find something more than that.
20-plus yard plays. We've been screaming for it from anywhere. I think they may have stumbled into something during this Dolphins game.
Tell me what you saw.
Well, this is going to sound so bad, and it's going to get all the Stefanski haters all hot in a biscuit, which will be a good time. It seems like they went back to the old zone run scheme ideas that Kevin Stefanski came in with. It seems like they realized that they need to start pushing the pocket one direction, those one cut runs, all of that kind of stuff that we could get into in serious nerd corner if you so desire. But that Kubiak, Shanahan, that style of running that took over, which is what you hired Kevin Stefanski to do, it felt like last week was the first time that we saw them actually get back to that. Start using the fact that their linemen are a little bit undersized, but they're fast, and start pulling guards and pulling the center and doing all of those different things that the Browns running offense was able to do. Goodness. From 2020 to 2022, in between there, where we all looked at this run game and went, man, this thing is cooking. And yeah, some of it is the fact that Nick Chubb is really, really good at what he does. But other part of it is the fact that the offensive line has opened up massive holes for Nick Chubb to do what he does. And I thought we saw that in the Miami game. And I wonder if they have stumbled. I don't know if stumbled is the right term, but I have wonder if that switch has flipped and they went, this is what we need to do. This needs to be our identity. This needs to be how we win games. We need to go back what everybody was screaming from the beginning, which is heavy play action, run the ball. And I think we saw some of that. Now, hopefully that comes with some shots down the field as well, but that's another argument for another segment.
I think they can win this week. I do. But again, it goes back to forcing turnovers, relying on the defense to set up the offense, not expecting more than 3 points when they get into the red zone. How about twice for the game? 3 times? Look, if you can get in the end zone 3 times, against New England, I think they're going to win. I think they can win. Shootout is the last word I would use to describe this next game we're about to watch.
No, this is not going to be a shootout. Mm-hmm. If the Browns are going to win this game, it's going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly.
Yeah, I smell a 21-17, a
19-13.
Yeah, something goofy.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, because part of it is the fact that I don't think this Browns offense is wired to go that direction. They're wired to be ball control. They're not wired to really find those explosive plays because the wide receivers are just not good. And it's really hard to throw the ball down the field when your wide receivers are not good. Now Jerry Jeudy dealing with a knee injury. We'll see what that looks like. Again, Kevin Stefanski hits the podium at about 105, 110, somewhere in between there. We'll carry that live for you to find out what's going on when it comes to the injury report going into Sunday. It's not like it's going to get, at least right now, it's not going to get better.
Let me ask you this. Is New England's success a little mythical, too? I mean, they beat the Raiders. Or no, they lost to the Raiders. Let's be honest. They beat Miami, who we beat. They lost to Pittsburgh by a touchdown. They beat Carolina. They beat Buffalo. That's not mythical. But New Orleans, good. Tennessee...
This is not a paper tiger.
Maybe we'll find out this week.
We're going to find out, but I do not think this New England team is a paper tiger. I think they are a team where the arrow is pointing up.
And I give them a ton of credit. I'm not questioning whether the arrow is pointing up, but I mean, these last 2 wins, you know.
Yeah, they're also I think tail kickings, if my memory serves me decently.
31-13. I mean, Saints 25-19.
That Saints team is frisky, though. You got to give those guys credit. Spencer Rattler can fling it, and I'm still flummoxed by that whole thing. And yeah, I really wanted to use the word flummoxed there.
They're not good, dude.
Word of the day calendar, you know? Make y'all smarter.
That is not a good team. They're 1-6.
What, that Saints team?
Yes.
They're frisky.
Frisky is so nice.
They're frisky.
So.
They're not a pushover. They're not like, you know, you can't just roll over them. You got to like game plan and actually try hard because they're playing hard.
If you were Doug Nussmeier, this is something to throw us out of the break.
Oh, boy.
I'm just curious. If you were Doug Nussmeier, who's their offensive coordinator, who's a hell of a quarterback at Idaho, would you want your son to be their quarterback? Would you want to coach your son if you were in the NFL?
I think so. I mean, he's done it at other levels, hasn't he? I don't remember. I'm sorry, I'm putting you in a bad spot.
I don't remember. My point more is if you were an offensive coordinator in the NFL and your kid was the quarterback, I think that's a bad place to be. But let's still get back into the Browns here. I want to talk about that because we don't have to worry about that at this point. Can the Browns win this game? And if they do, how can they win this game? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.